Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the first parak of Masechas Rosh Hashanah. Today we are learning parak Aleph Mishnah Vav and parak Aleph Mishnah Zayin as we continue our discussion regarding the halachas of Kiddush HaChodesh and the process of how we would sanctify the new moon at the beginning of every month for Rosh Chodesh. In the previous Mishnah, Parak Aleph Mishnah Hey, the Mishnah quoted a machlokas regarding whether or not we allow Edim, we allow witnesses who are coming to testify about the moon, to be Mechalel Shabbos, to desecrate and violate the laws of Shabbos by traveling to Yerushalayim and testifying about the moon, if it's a situation where the moon is clearly visible. Everyone would agree that if it's a situation where the moon is not visible, then you're allowed to violate Shabbos. We need you to get to Yerushalayim to testify about the moon to establish Rosh Chodesh. But the assumption is perhaps, at least according to one opinion, that if it's clearly visible, we assume that others are going to come as well. You're not needed to violate Shabbos and to come to Yerushalayim. And the Mishnah here in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav, is going to discuss a story in which this machlokas that we just described applied in practice. Says the Mishnah, Masa she'avru Yosef mi'arbam zog ve'ikvan Rabbi Akiva balur. There was once a story on the Shabbos that more than 40 pairs of witnesses passed through Lod on their way to testify about a new moon that was clearly visible. And Rabbi Akiva stopped them in Lod. He said that we're not going to need your testimony. Ultimately, Rabbi Akiva agreed with the opinion of Rabbi Yossi that we learned previously that witnesses are not allowed to violate Shabbos when the moon is clearly visible. Continuing in the Mishnah, Shalach lo Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel sent him the following message and said, Im me'aki v'ato es harabim nimtzesa machshilon lasid lavo. If you stop the public from coming to testify about the new moon now, then you're going to make them make a mistake and they're going to stumble in the future. Meaning Rabbi Gamliel was telling him that these witnesses should be allowed to continue because if you prevent them on this in this situation, they might not bother to come in the future when we actually do need them, when the moon is not clearly visible and when their testimony actually is going to be needed. As the Bar Tanura points out and elaborates that if witnesses see that they are not taken seriously now, they might not come again in the future. Rabbi Gamliel clearly agrees with the first town of the previous Mishnah who allowed witnesses to desecrate Shabbos irrespective of whether the moon was clearly visible or not. Continuing now with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zayin. Now, generally speaking, testimony that must be given by two witnesses is not valid if the witnesses are closely related to one another, a father and a son, for example, cannot testify together. The Mishnah here is going to discuss whether this halacha applies to witnesses to testify about the moon. It says the Mishnah, Av ubeno sharo esachodesh yelechu, a father and a son who saw the new moon should both go to the Beis Din to give their testimony. Lo shemit starvin zemzeh. This is not because we're going to allow them to join together in testifying because they can't do that. They're krovim, and krovim relatives are not allowed to testify together. However, ella rather shem yipasil echad mehen yitzarif hashini macher. It is because if one of them becomes disqualified for any other reason, we're going to go through the whole process of what happens and exactly the type of people that might get disqualified. And generally speaking, when it comes to Edim, anyone who is a sinner, so someone who stole, someone who's involved in various gambling and so on, is not allowed to testify. And again, there's also interrogation that takes place. So if for whatever reason, one of them becomes disqualified, the second one can join another witness to whom he is not related. However, Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Shimon says, Avu b'no v'chol ha'krovim k'sherim le'idus ha'chodesh, that a father and a son and all other relatives are allowed, in fact, to testify when it comes to the new moon. It's not true when it comes to other areas of halacha, but this is certainly okay according to Rabbi Shimon, although we don't paskin and hold like this opinion. Now, Rabbi Shimon learns this halacha from Sefer Shemot, the Torah describes, so Hashem said to Moshe and to Aaron, HaChodesh Elechem Rosh Chadoshim, the first mitzvah that we receive, and according to Rabbi Shimon, the brothers Moshe and Aaron are mentioned to teach that even close relatives, such as brothers, can in fact testify together about the new moon. However, according to the first Tanna, and again, that's how we hold, who rules that close relatives cannot testify together, Moshe and Aaron are named here for a different reason, in order to teach us that it is the greatest chachamim, the greatest rabbis of the generation, like Moshe and Aaron in their time, who must accept the testimony of the witnesses and in fact sanctify the new moon. Continuing in the Mishnahs, we discuss a related type of story. Amar Rabbi Yossi said, Masa betuvia harofe shera sachodis b'Yerushalayim hu uvno the avdo meshachrer. It once happened that Tuvia, the doctor, saw the new moon in Yerushalayim together with his son and his freed non-Jewish slave, who, like all freed non-Jewish slaves, has the status of a ger, of someone who converted to Judaism. V'kiblu akonim osov yes benon. When they went to testify, the Beis Din of Kohanim that they met in Yerushalayim accepted them, both him and his son, to testify together, just like Rabbi Shimon, who paslo es avdo, but they disqualified his slave because he did not, in fact, have Jewish lineage. And as the Tosfos Yontif points out, these Kohanim learned from the Torah that only someone of Jewish lineage, with yichus directly from Jewish people, can testify about the Kiddush HaChodesh, can testify about the new moon. However, says the Mishnah, Kshebo lifnei Beis Din kiblu oso vias avda, when the three of them came before the great Beis Din in Yerushalayim, the judges accepted him, and his free slave, because according to them, we don't really care about Jewish lineage or not. Upaslo as benon, they disqualified his son, because relatives cannot testify together even about the new moon, as the first Tana told us against Rabbi Shimon. And again, that is in fact how we hold. Quick review, Perek Aleph. Mishnah Vov discussed a story where there was a particular Shabbos where more than 40 pairs of witnesses passed through Lod on the way to testify about a new moon that was clearly visible. Rabbi Akiva stopped them in Lod because he held that their testimony was unlikely to be used. Rabbi Gamliel sent them a message and said, absolutely not, Rabbi Akiva, you must continue and allow them to go. Because ultimately, if they don't come now, they're going to think they don't have to come in the future when the moon is less clear. And we're going to need them to establish Rosh Chodesh. And then Perek Aleph Mishnah Zayin discuss what about relatives, are they allowed to testify together when it comes to being Mekadesh the Chodesh, when it comes to testifying about the new moon. So we said that according to the Tanakam, a father and a son who saw the new moon should both go, but they can't testify together. It's just what if one of them becomes disqualified, then perhaps they'll be able to join with someone else who also saw the new moon, and those two will be able to testify together. But certainly relatives cannot testify together, according to the Tanakhama. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. This is not Moshe and Aaron. We're mentioned together when it came to HaKodesh Elohim Rosh Chodeshim. And therefore, says Rabbi Shimon, certainly all relatives have the ability to testify together. When it comes to this, there's no concern they're going to lie. There's no negios. There's no reason in this particular area where they would lie. And therefore, says Rabbi Shimon, all relatives can testify together when it comes to this, although we don't hold that way. Then the Mishnah concluded with a story. Rabbi Yossi described, there's a story with Tuvia, the doctor, who saw the new moon with his son and his freed non-Jewish slave. And when they went to the Beis Din of the Kohanim, they were accepted. He was accepted, his son was accepted together, but they didn't allow the freed slave to testify. But we clearly see that at least when it comes to relatives, that according to this opinion, relatives are allowed to testify together when it comes to the new moon. However, the Mishnah finished off by saying that when the three of them came before the great Beis Din in Yerushalayim, they accepted the father, Tovia, the Rofi, the doctor, they accepted the non-Jewish slave, but they did not accept the son, because ultimately we do not allow relatives to testify together when it comes to being Mekadesh the Chodesh in Yerushalayim. Have a great day.